Bharatiya Janata Party's BJP Mumbai chief Ashish Shelar stated on Thursday, October 31st, that Nationalist Congress Party NCP President Ajit Pawar should not have given former State Minister Nawab Malik a ticket for the Maharashtra Assembly election 2024 owing to the serious allegations against him. According to news agency ANI, Shelar asserted that BJP cannot associate with such individuals. Malik will fight from Mankhurd Shivaji Nagar in Mumbai in the Maharashtra Assembly election 2024. In an interview with ANI, Shelar said, Ajit Pawar should not have given Malik a ticket. Many in Maharashtra think this way. The serious allegations and charge sheet against him are unacceptable to Maharashtra. The BJP has made its stance clear. Maharashtra opposes an international terrorist like Dawood. Despite this, if he has been given a ticket, the BJP cannot associate with such people. We won't campaign for this candidate. Instead, we'll support the candidate running against him. Shelar also expressed confidence in Ajit Pawar's popularity in Baramati, predicting a comfortable victory for him in the Maharashtra Assembly election 2024. I visited Baramati and saw that Ajit Pawar's work there is commendable. He delivers on his promises, which has built his reputation across Maharashtra. I believe his victory will be straightforward, he remarked. According to ANI, Shelar also targeted the opposition alliance, Mahavikas Aghadi, asserting that it no longer holds any significance. Maharashtra BJP made mistakes, but we have corrected them. Shelar on Lok Sabha polls, the Mahavikas Aghadi as an entity no longer exists. They don't listen to each other. There is conflict between Nana Patel and Sanjay Raut. Congress itself has splintered into three factions. Soon, they will all disintegrate, he said. He added, Uddhav Thackeray has never won an election on his own merit. He always relies on others. Those who rely on others should refrain from criticizing other leaders. Reflecting on the BJP's defeat in the 2024 Lok Sabha polls, Shelar acknowledged that internal mistakes contributed to the outcome. In the Lok Sabha elections, we did not secure the expected votes, which was disappointing. The Maharashtra BJP made mistakes, but we have corrected them. The disillusionment among our workers has now transformed into enthusiasm, especially after the Haryana elections. Congress' so-called Mohabbat ki Dukan was actually a Nafrat ki Dukan that could only work once, and that has already happened, he said. He noted that the current electoral atmosphere is distinct from that of the last Lok Sabha elections, adding, the public is now satisfied. Mahayuti will form the government with a comfortable majority, BJP to put full strength to ensure Milind Dora's victory. Discussing the Warli seat, Shelar stated that the Mahayuti candidate, Milind Dora, has a better understanding of the constituency than MVA candidate Aditya Thackeray. Milind Dora knows Warli better than Aditya Thackeray. He served as an MP there and has known the area since his father's time. Aditya Thackeray lives in Bandra but contests elections in Warli. The BJP will put its full strength behind ensuring Milind Dora's victory, he added. Shelar clarified that there is no dispute over the chief ministerial candidate. We will contest under the leadership of Eknath Shinde, and after the elections, all three parties will come together to decide on the chief ministerial face, he said. The BJP is currently in alliance with the Ajit Pawar NCP and Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena under the Mahayuti banner. The assembly elections for the 288 Maharashtra constituencies will take place in a single phase on the 20th of November, with vote counting scheduled for the 23rd of November. In the 2019 assembly elections, the BJP won 105 seats, Shiv Sena 56, and Congress 44. In 2014, the BJP secured 122 seats, Shiv Sena 63, and Congress 42, with NI inputs.